We made a donation of 100,000 bottles of water. 19 pallets were dropped off in Pittsburgh yesterday for the 6 cooling centers that are set up throughout the city.
Bill Artman, president and CEO of Giant Eagle, stepping in, talking to Marty Griffin yesterday and corporate Pittsburgh helping out during this heat wave and heat crisis for many people, Paul. And that obviously continues into the weekend.
Yeah, with all the talk about hydration, I thought it was kind of nice to hear somebody was helping out with that.
Yeah, and so people know Bill Artman is a Pittsburgher who started with Giant Eagle bagging groceries and worked his way up over 40 years, and he gets it. You know, we are taking care of each other in the community. That said, the cleanup still after the microburst Monday continues, and the most important of that is the electricity.
They've made wonderful progress. As of this morning at 5:15, Duquesne Light was down to 1,100 outages. When we got started yesterday, about this same time, it was around 10,000.
So significant progress, and I think a lot of people held their breath who did not have power when they heard it might not be restored till Sunday at 1. So they're working their way through over 1,000 incidents of power disruptions because of downed trees and wires.
Now, Penn Power customers in Allegheny County, Beaver, Butler, Washington, Westmoreland, and Fayette, that 6-county region, they're down to 160 in the entire region. So they're making the progress that they said they would. They were talking yesterday about having most everybody on back on at like 10 p.m. last night.
And unfortunately, down power lines took the life of what turns out to be, and very sad to find out, that 63-year-old Robert Anderson of Wexford, who was cycling in North Park on Tuesday evening, was electrocuted by those downed power lines along a trail. And a lot of people who knew Robert Anderson of Wexford have weighed in and said what a great guy he was. Teacher, a phys ed teacher, as I understand, at Central Catholic High School. And they're providing grief counseling for students who may have had their teacher, Anderson. Really, and the details of exactly what happened aren't clear just yet. So there are a couple of factors, because I've heard somebody reported the down wires. They put up a sign or tape, right, that the trail was closed. Is that what you understand?
That's what I'm hearing, but I don't know that that's absolutely the case.
And nobody's really talking. I mean, you have a lot of factors. You have Allegheny County, the county police patrol North Park. You have Duquesne Light. It was their power lines. You have people that were saying that you don't understand when you're on a mountain bike on a trail and you're moving along. It's not like you're walking. Well, sometimes you could come upon something.
Let me add this to this, Larry. He was a competitive biker. We're talking about someone who participated in, they called it a month of mud.
Right.
And so this is a person who was, you know, riding a mountain bike in a competitive fashion. We're talking about fast. So he may have come up on these wires and there was no time to react. Who knows?
Right. Not knowing that that part of the trail was closed. So that part, the other question is, why did it take so long to turn the power off? And so there's a lot of details to be filled in. Suffice to say, though, Robert Anderson and his many friends and family. So for the school at Central Catholic and all the students and our sympathies, a real tragedy. And finally, I think a lot of people will be talking about something else, too.
Well, I'm drawing a blank, Larry. I apologize. I've got so many things going on over here. I don't even know what's next.
We were talking about...
Oh, the drills.
The drills, because yeah. In Beaver County, the Shell plant, the cracker plant, is conducting emergency response drills. So people in that area, you may see some unusual activity, and they just don't want you to be alarmed. And as you mentioned, Ross Park Mall conducting actor shooting training starting at 8:30 this morning, so in just a couple of hours. And same thing, if people hear, they're going to see a lot of law enforcement, and they don't want people to be panicked or think something is wrong. That's a drill.
Glad they're doing it.
Yeah, so those are top stories. A lot of people will be talking about. The heat still is number one.
What's not certain today is when they'll be doing the drill out in Beaver County at the cracker plant. We don't have a time.
All right, and coming up in the next half hour, we are going to talk to AccuWeather, along with the potential for severe weather over the weekend again here with the excessive heat. There is the first tropical storm named Alberto in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's going to really impact Texas. So we'll give you the details. Keep it on KDK, and we'll keep you posted. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, AUDACY. And we'll keep you posted on what's happening. News, weather, Pirates games. Yesterday, that was fun to listen through the pitcher's duel. I had the game on, especially late, and they won the series, have a day off, and they'll welcome Tampa Bay for the weekend.
I checked the clock, I think, at the top of the ninth inning. I was surprised how fast the game was moving along.
Well, when they're having a pitcher's duel, yeah, it does accelerate. And since they put that pitch clock in a couple of seasons ago, it's really accelerated the games. They're still averaging 20 minutes to a half hour shorter, and I think it's helped the game a lot in terms of fan interest.
Ryan Reynolds came up big again. Now he's got a, 16 or 17 game hitting streak now.
Yeah, he's been performing, I think, you know, for those that are following, they did have a great crowd there yesterday. But the pitching has been overall really good. The starting pitching, the bullpen sometimes, you know, hurts them, where they'll have this great starting pitching and then somebody comes in from the bullpen, gives up a bunch of runs.
Tell you how many they had yesterday. It was announced 21,527. That's great.
That's a big day. Of course, it helped that school is out. However, I thought with the extreme heat, people might back off, but no. They showed up for the game. And a little later this morning, 7:50, we're going to give away some tickets to an upcoming Pirates game, July 6th, which is just around the corner. The Mets will be in town. And did you see still a lot of reaction yesterday and last night to Willie Mays passing? Just some great stuff about him as a person, how he wrote a note. So people understand they were supposed to celebrate Willie in Birmingham, where he got his baseball start, where he grew up.
And that's going to happen, by the way, tonight.
It is, absolutely. At this old Negro League ballpark, and the Giants are actually playing there. This is a real game, right?
Yes, it is. It's called Rickwood Field, Larry.
And he was supposed to be in attendance, but he gave Dusty Baker a note, I guess knowing that he might not make it. And when I read the note, he's writing it to the fans in Birmingham as if he were there.
Oh, that's great.
And I would imagine it's very meaningful for the people in the area, for everybody in baseball. It's going to be emotional tonight.
This is the field where he played his first professional baseball game with the Birmingham Black Barons all those years ago. I think he was 17, Larry. And I heard on an earlier report today that his boyhood home is just a few miles away from that field. It's going to be on Fox tonight. You can watch this game tonight. There's no Pirates tonight, so.
Yeah, there's no Pirates. There's no hockey game. There's a game 6 tomorrow night between Edmonton and Florida. The NBA season is over. The Celtics are 18-time champions. There's no football. So there's
this
not
a Major League Baseball's time in the spotlight this right. time of the year.
It's kind of a window, though, today in particular for Pirates fans. So if you have a chance, you might want to check that out on Fox for Willie Mays. Also watched just a very casual conversation with the late Vin Scully and Willie Mays. I guess he came into the broadcast booth, but this wasn't on the air.
I think I sent that to you.
You sent that to me, and I enjoyed that. It was just like a pure conversation between two superstars in their own right.
Now, these are men who are, you know, advanced in age, but they had never met before.
Which is incredible, because Vin Scully was the Dodgers play-by-play voice for 67 seasons.
Right. So you would think that over that period of time, they would have run into each other with all the comings and goings in L.A. and San Francisco.
And it was just this warm wonderful conversation, and you can look it up, by the way. Just look at, you know, search Vin Scully and Willie Mays, and I'm sure that video will pop up. And it's just a few minutes long, but there's something about it that's kind of magical.
The first part of the encounter is really touching, because you can see how warmly he was speaking to Willie Mays. He put an arm around him, and you could just see that Willie was just kind of hanging back and letting Vin vent a little bit there.
Hi, Willie. Vin Scully, and I just want to say hi. It's really good. Worth watching. 80% of America this week has dealt with at least 90 degree or better temperatures, many setting records, as close as Ohio this week. And the record high for this date is 95. And we're looking at, obviously, temperatures continuing into the mid-90s into the weekend. What about across the state in Philadelphia?
In the city of brotherly love, the heat came early.
It's super hot.
Oh, yeah.
EMT Danielle Green says he's bracing for a busy season.
Are you making those knocks earlier in the season, you feel, this year?
Yeah, last summer, it was actually summer when we started getting our heat strokes or our heat exhaustion.
The city has already declared its first heat health emergency of the year through Saturday. In Vermont,
we're out here for the next couple days just trying to beat the heat, get out of the heat dome.
There are parts of the state that are almost 10 degrees hotter than Miami. Meteorologist Shell Winkley with Climate Central says the shifting weather patterns have a culprit.
Talk to us about the impact of human activity on these heat patterns.
As we pollute our atmosphere with things like carbon, extra carbon from burning oil and natural gas and coal, what we're essentially doing is trapping in a lot of this heat, adds that wool blanket over the top of us. So that heat is basically trapped. There's nowhere for it to go.
It's also important to note that the nighttime temperatures are also rising. So there's not a whole lot of time for the cities, for the ground, the atmosphere, and the people to recover before the sun comes out. So it only feels like it's getting hotter. Lila Luciano, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Well, especially in the cities with all the brick and concrete, it retains the heat as well.
Police say seven people were wounded in a shooting last night, Larry, in Philadelphia. This happened around 6:30 in the northern part of Philadelphia. The victims here range from 16 to 47 years old, but fortunately, police are saying they're all in stable condition.
And more people are out. Tempers tend to flare more when people are hot and uncomfortable. And we have a trifecta going on of related weather issues. Certainly, the excessive heat across the country, but also Alberta, the tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico. And we'll get details on that in just 5 minutes from AccuWeather. And then the wildfires that are raging and uncontained in California. And in California, I thought our listeners would find this interesting. There are new rules expected to be approved today to protect indoor workers in that state.
Under the proposed rules, employers will have to provide relief to indoor workers in warehouses, kitchens, and schools. The standards would require the workplaces to be cooled below 87 degrees when employees are present and below 82 degrees in places where workers wear protective clothing or are exposed to radiant heat. Schools and other work sites without AC would have to use fans, misters, and other methods to bring the room temperature down.
87, though, doesn't sound like a lower threshold. And then 82 if you have to wear protective gear. That California always said, I mean, you would think if you're an indoor worker where there is an AC that somebody's going to think about doing something to help keep you safe.
California, confusing to me.
Yes, that should be their logo. California is confusing. Also, people that are dealing with, you know, we joke about the hydration thing in the sense that not joke about the need to hydrate. That's important. What I joke about is that everybody's telling you to hydrate. And I kind of laughed yesterday because even I was at this event, they were telling people, hey, make sure you hydrate. It's become, you know, almost a tongue-in-cheek thing.
I think we're going to start calling you Mr. Hydration.
Well, there are certain times of the year where there's really obvious things to say to people, like in the opposite, when it's cold out, hey, make sure you bundle up. How many times have you had somebody tell you to bundle up on TV?
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Make sure you bundle up. It's cold out there.
But, you know, honestly, I'm one of those people who does need a reminder about drinking enough water. You know, I drink too much coffee and not enough water. So that's a good reminder for me.
Yeah, but Leslie Bonsi says some of that counts, too.
It does, but it tends to dehydrate as well.
Leslie Bonsi is a nutrition expert, by the way. Meantime, we're going to go to AccuWeather here in just a moment, just a couple of minutes, and get details on the potential again for severe weather along with the excessive heat. And we'll get an update on Alberto in the Gulf of Mexico. Coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen, street medicine, working with individuals who are exposed to these extreme conditions. What are they doing to help and how you might be able to help? Like Giant Eagle did yesterday, President and CEO Bill Artman, a guest with Marty Griffin, donating 100,000 bottles of water, what's needed most right now for obvious reasons. And 7:50, we're going to give you tickets in 1 hour, a chance to see the Bucks and Mets on July 6th at PNC. You know, it's Hawaiian shirt night that night, Paul. If you have your, I know you have a package that you got tickets for.
You're well, not. Let's see, July 6th, that's a Saturday night, isn't it?
Yeah, you can go. You're not eligible to win them from us, but you can certainly buy them. I'll give you the phone number.
I have a couple of days off that week, too.
Go online.
Managed to schedule some time off around the 4th. I'm taking the 5th off. So
authorized dates off?
4-day weekend to look forward to.
49 years ago today, this movie was released and changed for a lot of people their thoughts about going to the beach. Do you remember this?
Oh, gosh.
Jaws was released, and that was Steven Spielberg's really first big hit.
It was the breakthrough. It preceded Close Encounters. They kind of came out bang, bang. My friend and I, best friend and I, rode our bikes, our 10-speeds, to the mall theater to watch Jaws. Everybody was talking about it. It was the first time around, terrifying.
And the making of the movie was a near disaster. They couldn't get the mechanical shark to work. They said it looked amateurish. The producers were giving Spielberg a bunch of trouble. You know, he thought this was, you know, maybe going to be his last movie, but it obviously ended up being a huge blockbuster.
And it wound up, the mechanical fish wound up being very lifelike as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, there's nothing like that scene of it gnawing on Robert Shaw's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the best line in that movie comes from Roy Scheider when he first spots the big fish the first time, and he says, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. Or when Robert Shaw says, I'll get you fish.
Right.